There's a very special chesed Hashem that he's done for us, especially in light of the fact that the expectations upon us in life are very difficult. On the one hand, he created us with this independent spirit. We want to do what we want to do. We want to be in charge of ourselves. We want to be able to decide for ourselves what we do. I don't want anyone telling me what to do. I don't want anyone proving things to me. I want to be the one to make all decisions with a clear mind and a strong conviction. And I don't really want to be a servant. That's part of the human nature. The human nature is not servitude. The human nature is independence, independent thinking, independent action. On the other hand, Hashem put us in a matzav where for our benefit, and it's completely and totally for our benefit, for no other reason whatsoever, he benefits nothing from it, and he put us in a situation where we have responsibilities. Because those responsibilities, all of them, work, as Chazal say, lo nitna ha-mitzvahs ela letzareif benes ha-briyos. Those responsibilities serve to refine our character. And the more refined our character is, the more we're capable of achieving the ultimate pleasure in this world, which is the deepest and most meaningful and lasting connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we enlighten ourselves to him, when we have molded our character, refined our character to be godly human beings, we then have the ability to connect with Hashem. And of course, that is the greatest fulfillment in this world, and that is the ultimate and the eternal bliss of the world to come. So Hashem made it in such a way that we have this desire for freedom, this desire to be independent, not to be told what to do, and yet this system of guiding us in what we have to do in order to refine and perfect ourselves so we should be able to achieve the ultimate pleasure, worthy of it, capable of it, and to earn it to be the ultimate pleasure and connection to Hashem. Now, to do so is very difficult because the very things that I need in order to refine my character are the things that I b'teva resist because they're telling me what to do. Nobody wants to be told what to do. And if we can't relate to that, that means we're not aware of the human condition. Because that is the human condition. Everyone wants to be independent. Just a little kid. You take a little kids, you know, they have the midos of the adults, except they're on juvenile level. Little kid wants to do it himself. Myself, I don't know, whatever they say. You know, they don't want help. It's the natural state of being, want to be independent. I don't want anyone telling me what to do, and I don't want anyone telling me when to do it. When to get up, when to go to sleep, what to do, what to eat, what to this. There's resistance to everything. Now, a lot of things have become habitual, so we're not resisting. But even those things that are not habitual, there's still plenty of resistance. We have a big fight. There's a Melchemes Hayetzer that we, you know, like I want, I don't want, I will, I should, I shouldn't. So this is the nature. And it's a very big, difficult battle. Ad kedei kach that Chazal say, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim yitzvah shel odom is gabrelov, v'ilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu ezra eino yocholoi. Says the Yetzer Hara wins. Hashem not only created the Yetzer Hara to interfere with the natural obedience so that we'll get more and more schar and more benefit and make a greater kinyan on that obedience because we're fighting against resistance. He created the Yetzer Hara, which has the advantage. If not for a special divine intervention, the Yetzer Hara would win. So we're fighting almost a losing battle, and the only way to succeed in that battle is that we turn to and rely on Hashem, which is really the ultimate goal of the battle in the first place. But what's the special chesed Hashem? To me, in my mind, the special chesed Hashem is the clarity with which he sent us this mission. The clarity of the mission, so that there's no room, or there's no real room, to rationalize and to think, well, maybe I don't really have to do it. Well, maybe it's not really so. Maybe really it's not really so important. Who knows? Maybe this, maybe that, all kinds of maybe what's. He says, because he gave us a unique blessing in terms of the public demonstrations that he made in order for us to be able to be confident that what we're doing and what we're obligated to do is in truth what we're supposed to be doing, is a directive from Hashem himself, will in fact accomplish its goal of refining our characters and making us into better people, will in fact bring us to the point where we'll get the greatest pleasure of that loving connection together with Hashem, and of course the eternity that awaits us beyond. And the problem is, it really all starts with creation. Creation. No, Hashem created the world, okay? He created the world. By definition, if he created the world, there's a purpose. If there's a purpose, I want to find out what the purpose is. It happens to be the Creator revealed the purpose. All's very good, wonderful. Shabbos, I celebrate creation. We testify to creation. We recognize that Hashem has this special relationship with Klal Yisrael, that he invited only us to celebrate his anniversary of creation. All very nice. But creation, how do you know? The world today seems to have questions about whether there was in fact the creation. Not until Darwin came along did they have such questions, because it was quite obvious. But okay, there was such a thing. So how do I know? Eyewitness testimony? Adam Rishon slept late. It wasn't his fault. He was only created at the end of the sixth day after the world was created. So he didn't witness it. And there certainly weren't millions of eyewitnesses. There was only one man. So Hashem did us a tremendous chesed in that in Mitzrayim, he gave us eyewitness view of creation itself. The makas that we saw, the individualized makas for each and every person, the kloliistic makas for all of Mitzrayim, as we saw them, and we're familiar with the details to some extent. Wait, one second. These were witnessed by millions of people, and Mimela, for the first time since creation, for the first time in creation, there was eyewitness testimony to the Creator himself. His control over creation, his control over whether there was blood or water, his control over whether the frogs would be, his control over the Kinim and Orev and Dever and Choshech in one room. It could be light and dark at the same time. We saw Mamish Brias Olam in front of our eyes. Millions of eyewitnesses. These millions of eyewitnesses testified this to the next generation. They wrote it down. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. It was actually dictated by Hashem, but they took the Sifrei Torah that they had and they passed it on to their children. They taught it to their children. They lived by the directives that the Sefer Torah told them all the time, again and again and again and again and again and again and again. I don't know how many times, remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is Shabbos Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yom Tov Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Tefillin Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Tzitzis Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Binyan HaBen Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. And weiter and weiter and weiter. So constantly living, revisiting, reflecting on, leading their lives with tangible activities, reminding them and helping them to testify to the fact that there was in fact a Yitzias Mitzrayim, there were in fact miracles in Mitzrayim, and there is in fact a Bnei Olam who created the world and remains in control of every aspect of this world. The testimony has been passed down in every family, in every generation, from Yitzias Mitzrayim to this very day. In fact, this happens to be one of the only. Maybe they're a little bit. Maybe Yom Kippur and Hanukkah have a close. There's a close rivalry there between which one is more popular, even by the not religious world. But most people sit down to some kind of a seder. Most people have some kind of matzah. What else they have on the table, I don't know. But this testimony has gone on for thousands of years, 3,333 to be exact, and continues to this very day, and will, next week, continue once again, where Jews all over the world will testify these events, not just through a story, number one, through an identical story, that's been told over and over and over again, and is still being told all over the world, as it was passed down throughout the generations, and acting and living and taking the matzah and the moror and the other mitzvahs hayoyim and the whole seder and the avdus and the cherus and testifying to themselves and to their children that this is in fact a historical event, a public historical event that I witnessed and that our ancestors witnessed, and it's been testified to us to this very day. I think that in itself is a tremendous chesed, because what that does for us is that we don't have to say, well, you know, let's see. Until Darwin came along, everybody knew there was a creator because they looked at the world and they said there had to be a creator. Now that they have some kind of a so-called scientific theory that there's another alternative explanation which is in truth statistically outlandish, but let's assume there is. So now, I don't know. Well, how do I know? Well, what do I... Well, you know something? There's people could be very doubtful. But when we look back at the unbroken chain of testimony, just in the people sitting here, in each and every one of our families, not to mention the millions upon millions and throughout the generation, whether it was hundreds of millions or billions, I don't know how many people it was, all testifying the same thing, all from that original generation of a few million people who saw the events, who witnessed it, eyewitness, who experienced it, and who took the document in which these events were written as eyewitness testimony, not something interesting happened in Mitzrayim, but we saw, we witnessed, the Torah repeats again, Atem re'isav asher sisi Mitzrayim, you saw, don't forget, remember what you saw, and we pass this on. So we have the strength of a living testimony to be able to give us that strength to know there is a Borei Olam. The Borei Olam created the world for a purpose. If there's creation, there's purpose. It happens to be also that he did us another tremendous chesed. He revealed that purpose again in front of that entire nation 40 days later at Har Sinai, where after having been through the Yamsuf, which was Nisim, that the Shifcha and the Yamsuf more than Yechezkel Bebuzi and his Nebuah, that they mamish pointed Zekeli Vadveu, it came out Ve'aminu V'Hashem V'Moshe Abdu, and brought us to Har Sinai. Har Sinai, excuse me, it wasn't 40, it was 50 days later. And he brought us to Har Sinai, and again, in a public event, with all of the same eyewitnesses, who witnessed Hashem in his full creative activities in Mitzrayim. Now he says, Onoichi Hashem Lekecho, Asher Tzisicho V'Yeretz Mitzrayim V'Veis Avodim. I'm the one, c'est moi, it's me. I'm the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. Remember all those events? Remember what happened in Mitzrayim? What you saw, what you witnessed, I witnessed, what you experienced? I'm the one who did it all. I'm the creator. And now I'm publicly revealing to you everything about what I want, what I expect, why I did it, what the agenda is, what the program is, what you have to do in order to achieve the ultimate good. And as the Torah repeats many times, L'toiv loch, only for your benefit. I gain nothing from this, Hashem says. Hashem is perfect, is complete, needs nothing, only created the world, Olam Chesed Yibone, only conducts the world out of that same Kila Olam Chastoy. And to this very day, we are the beneficiaries of the eyewitness testimony that was passed down from generation to generation that there was a Yetzias Mitzrayim, which showed us that there was a Borei Olam, and that the Borei Olam revealed himself as the Nosein HaTorah, as the one who's telling us the purpose for which we live, what we're doing here, how to go about it, what is the way to the good life, what is the purpose of creation. And all of that is in real format. We know it to be true. It's knowledge. Memela, we have that knowledge. So we have such a strong weapon to fight the tendencies that we have to say, oh, I don't want to be told what to do. I don't even care if it's Hashem himself. I don't want anyone to tell me what to do. I have this independent spirit, a free spirit. I do my own thing. Don't you dare tell me what to do. Who do you think you are? Well, okay, I know who you think you are. I know who you are, but still, you created me that way in order that I should have that battle so that I should be victorious and become a self-made man and develop myself and expand myself and refine myself and be worthy of that connection with you. So we have this big advantage of having this knowledge. The problem is, and just want to take this one step further, and this we mentioned on Shabbos, the problem is that the heart plays tricks on our knowledge. When we say in Kriyat Shema, Lo Yisosuru Acharei Levavchem, says Rashi, Zu Minus. Minus, Apikursus. The heart. What the heart? What do you mean, intellectual things? That's in the mind. No, it's not. The mind does not work in a vacuum. The mind is totally and completely in control of the emotions of the heart. And the heart very often doesn't want to hear from this stuff. Yes, I know it's true. I know everything else. I know what there was Yetzias Mitzrayim. I know there was a Maimon Har Sinai. I know there's a purpose. I know it's for my benefit. I know what I have to do, but I don't want to do it. I have, and you know, I could blame, you created me with that independent spirit, because and the heart starts to play games with us and starts to think maybe this and maybe that. It says, that's the Chinuch says, we mentioned the heart starts to say maybe all the miracles of Mitzrayim were mikra. They were all accidents. It just happened. They weren't real. What? Are you out of your mind? Well, you're really trying to set the mind out of your mind. And mikra? What are you talking about? The extent of the Ashkocha, the extent of the miracles, the call that Moshe Rabbeinu called, it's going to happen, and then at this particular time, it's going to stop, and the massive extent of it, and not to affect us, the Choshech didn't affect us, and the Kinim didn't affect us, and the Orev didn't affect us, and the Dam didn't affect us, and the frogs didn't affect us, and the Makasma. What? Such Ashkocha. How could you say Mikra? The heart is very good at confusing us. The emotions blind us. The emotions overpower us. The emotions take logic and twist it, even with eyewitness testimony. And therefore, the avoido is to do everything possible to, as we mentioned, to take this yediyah that we have and to transpose it into an emuna belev, that it becomes part of my heart, like the Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yodato Ayoim, Vashivuiso Elevovecho, Ki Hashem U Elohim. Return it to your heart, because the heart is constantly trying to get it out and to confuse us. And constantly, one of the unique opportunities to do so is the Pesach Seder. The whole Pesach experience, the whole Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole not just Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim as a storytelling opportunity, but as an enacting and reliving events of the past, has the power to truly strengthen that yediyah that we have and allow it to penetrate and to remain in the heart, not to be influenced by all kinds of confusion and desires and even that independent spirit to be able to be free. The truth of the matter is, and I'd like to conclude with this, that we really don't have, after everything is said and done, the right definition of freedom. Chazal tell us what freedom is. Ein lecho ben chayrin ela misha oisik bat Torah. A ben chayrin, a free person, is one who's oisik bat Torah. What? I said, but Torah, you know how many hours a day we have to learn? You know how many mitzvahs we have to do? You know how many burdens we have? That's Ein Lecho Ben Chayrin Ela Misha Oisik Bat Torah. But the answer is really very simple. We want to be a Ben Chayrin from our hearts. We don't want our hearts to confuse our minds. We want to make rational decisions about what's right and wrong, about what's beneficial and what's not beneficial, about what's going to lead us to happiness, going to lead us to fulfillment, going to lead us to reward, going to lead us to benefit, to lead us to good. We want to make those decisions. The heart doesn't allow us. The heart controls us. The chomer is muhzik. The taivas reign supreme. They blind a person. They confuse a person. It blinds him from seeing, or it confuses him to see something, one thing when it's really something else. And so, Eilecho ben Chira, Misha Isik ben Torah, who through the Torah, and I would dare say, through the Musar aspects of the Torah specifically, works and learns to control himself, works and learns not to allow, to be alerted and to be vigilant, not to allow those desires to influence that which he knows be a dia to be true. He knows Yitzias Mitzrayim. He knows Briyas Ha'olam because Yitzias Mitzrayim. He knows that there was a Kabbalah Satorah. He knows the Torah was passed down to this generation. He knows that we have obligations and responsibilities. And if he learns through that to control the desires, to keep them under control, and he can live a life where he does what he knows to be right, not what he's being confused and fooled to think because of emotions and because of nikias and so forth. And it makes such a difference in life if we have that control. So I think that we have to take advantage of any opportunity we have to be machazik ourselves. And Pesach and the mitzvah sayoim and the sipur yitzhiyat tzitzrayim has that power to strengthen that message and to take that yediyah to penetrate it to the heart, and that of course can make all the difference in how we conduct our lives.